There are many messages for us in the Psalms. There's a tremendous message in the 40th Psalm, and this was written 1,000 years before Christ, but yet it still proclaims Christ. The psalmist David knew Christ. He was a man after God's own heart, and it was revealed unto him. The Lord opened the psalmist's eyes to see these things. Beginning with the first verse, I waited patiently for the Lord. Sometimes we don't wait patiently for the Lord. We go about to do our own thing, and if we would wait patiently on God, we would be in a much better stead. I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of an horrible pit, out of a miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my goings. David's feet was set upon the rock, Christ Jesus. Notice he said he established my goings. God is faithful in establishing the way that we should go. Sometimes we're not sure which direction we should go, but it's always a comfort to know that God establishes our goings. Another place it says that he is over the bounds of our habitation, are in his hands. And he hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it in fear and shall trust in the Lord. I remember the first time my eyes were opened by the Holy Spirit to see what Christ had done for me on the cross, substitution, atonement. And that was the new song he put in my mouth. All those years I had been trusting, and I really couldn't trust in it, in trying to do good things, and very little good did I ever do. You know, Scripture tells us that even the plowing of the wicked is evil in the sight of God. He hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord. Well, I'm glad to know that God has his people, and God has put the faith of Christ in many of his people. Many people can see the truth and embrace it. Blessed is that man that maketh the Lord his trust and respecteth not the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies. Seems like a lot of people have turned aside to lies and are exalting the proud, exalting man's wisdom, exalting materialism, education, wealth, power. But for those who are God's people, they are blessed when they're trusting in Christ and Christ alone. Many, O Lord my God, are thy wonderful works which thou hast done. We cannot fathom the manifold works of God. How many there are. You know, He created the world. He created the universe. He upholds the whole world by His power. He has redeemed His people from their sins. He has given them eternal life. Many, O Lord, my God, are thy wonderful works which thou hast done. People want to take credit for what they have done or what they think they've done. We should be focused on what Christ has done. Many, O Lord, my God, are thy wonderful works which thou hast done. And thy thoughts which are to usward. I like that word, usward. That shows up in Peter 3:9. God is not willing that any should perish to usward. Thy thoughts which are to usward, they cannot be reckoned up in order unto thee. Do you realize that God's thoughts towards His people are good and not evil? He's the one that laid down His life for us on the cruel and rugged cross of Calvary. He was bruised for our iniquity. He was wounded for our transgressions. By His stripes we are healed. We all like sheep have gone astray. We've turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord's laid on Him the iniquity of us all, of usward. Thy thoughts which are to usward, they cannot be reckoned up in order unto thee. If I would declare and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered. You know, we see the psalmist David spoke often of his Savior, of his Lord, of God, and of his magnificence and his compassion and of his long suffering and of his mighty works and of his protection and of his comfort and of the assurance of the faith that God had given him. But even with all of what the psalmist David had proclaimed, he says, they are more than can be numbered. Sacrifice and offering thou didst not desire. Mine ears thou opened. Mine ears thou hast opened. David was living during the time of the ceremonial law and all of these things, and yet he could see the truth, couldn't he? He could see the truth. He says, sacrifice and offering thou didst not desire, mine ears thou hast opened. That was my experience, and I think that's probably been the experience of every one of God's elect, is that they realize that there's not anything they can do. All they can do is mess it up. And we can't offer any sacrifice unto God. He says in Hebrews that the blood of bulls and goats could never take away sin. He said, thou, mine eyes hast thou opened. God, through the Holy Spirit, is the only one that can open our eyes and open our ears to spiritual things. Then said I, lo, I come in the volume of the book. It is written of me, I delight to do thy will, O my God. Yea, thy law is within my heart. He tells us that he's going to put his law within our hearts. It's not an outward keeping of the law. We cannot keep God's law perfectly. But he writes his law upon our hearts. The greatest law. I have preached righteousness in the great congregation. Lo, I have not refrained my lips, O Lord, thou knowest. I have not hid thy righteousness within my heart. You know, when we were children, we sang the song, This Little Light of Mine, I'm going to let it shine. Hide it under a bushel. No. I'm going to let it shine. And that's what David is proclaiming here. He says he's preached righteousness in the great congregation. And he says he's not hid thy righteousness within my heart. I have declared thy faithfulness and thy salvation. I was thinking today, you know, do I just want to spend time alone with God, or do I want to proclaim his truth to others? God gives us a desire to want to proclaim the truth to others, to share the gospel with others. I've not hid thy righteousness within my heart. I have declared thy faithfulness and thy salvation. I have not concealed thy loving kindness and thy truth from the great congregation. That's what the Great Commission is all about. Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Now we know that there's a twofold effect. You know, God's elect will receive it. And those who are not God's elect will not receive it. They will not receive it. I have not concealed thy loving kindness and thy truth from the great congregation. Withhold not thou thy tender mercies from me, O Lord. Let thy loving kindness and thy truth continually preserve me. That's my prayer this morning, is that the Lord would let his loving kindness and his truth preserve me. Without that, there's no hope for any of us. Without his loving kindness and his truth, we would never be preserved. Christ said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. Why is that? Because he is our substitute. He is our advocate. He is our sin bearer. And he has paid the price for all of our sins. Our past, our present, and our future sins are under the blood of Christ. For innumerable evils have compassed me about. Have you ever felt that way? I know I have. Every time I turn on the news, every time I look at what's going on in our world, like Lot was vexed with the filthy conversation, wasn't he? That's what we should be, vexed. Innumerable evils have compassed me about. Mine iniquities have taken hold upon me so that I'm not able to look up. They are more than the hairs of my head. Therefore, my heart faileth me. That's what my experience is at this present. I see that mine iniquities are more than the hairs of my head. Even though I don't have that much hair left on my head. But, you know, what David is conveying here is he recognizes his own proneness to sin. Innumerable evils have compassed me about. Mine iniquities have taken hold upon me so that I'm not able to look up. They are more than the hairs of my head. Therefore, my heart faileth me. Have you ever had that experience where it seems like you're overwhelmed with your sense of sin? I'm glad that David didn't stop there. I'm glad that he recognized the source of his deliverance from this condition. Be pleased, O Lord, to deliver me. O Lord, make haste to help me. Have you ever prayed that way? I know I have. Help, Lord. I can't do this. I need your help. I can do nothing. Raise me up out of this horrible pit again, I pray. Let them be ashamed and confounded together that seek after my soul and destroy it. Let them be driven backward and put to shame that wish me evil. You know, it's the nature of the world, the reprobate, to want to bring down God's elect. They are seeking to destroy our souls. And here David is praying, let them be driven backwards and put to shame that wish me evil. There are people out there that wish us evil. They hate us with a vengeance. They would desire to see us brought down. David's praying here and saying, be pleased, O Lord, deliver me. Make haste to help me. He says, let them be desolate for a reward of their shame that say unto me, aha, aha. Let all those that seek thee rejoice and be glad in thee. That should be our prayer for all of God's elect. Let all those that seek thee and rejoice be glad in thee. Let such as love thy salvation say continually, the Lord be magnified. The Lord be magnified. You know, there are those out there that want taken credit for their own decisions, their own choices, their own destiny, and everything else. But that's not what David's message was at all. His message was not a free will Arminian message. His message was, the Lord be magnified. Let those that seek rejoice and be glad in thee. Let such as love thy salvation, the Lord be magnified. And then he ends with, but I am poor and needy, yet the Lord thinketh upon me. Thou art my help and my deliverance. Make no tarrying, O my God. That's my prayer this morning. I'm poor and needy. I am poor and needy, yet the Lord thinketh upon me. The Lord woke me up this morning and led me and directed me to this 40th Psalm. Thou art my help and my deliverance. Make no tarrying, O my God. That should be all of our prayers as we're living in the midst of a wicked and perverse generation. We're poor and needy, that we know the Lord thinks upon us. He's our help. He's our deliverance. Lord, make no tarrying, we pray. And God bless you this day, and may His truth be with you throughout this week. It's my prayer. God bless.